once magnetic. Everything is so copacetic where you're at. Another impossible dream, another flat paperback. Another explosion for the industry to shrink wrap.
And welcome into the playlist. You just heard Michael the Blind with their song, Another Circle of Fifths. You can find them, michaeltheblind.com. Coming up later in the program, we're going to be talking with a good old friend of mine entered the show a long time ago. This is Jesse from The Telephones, which you can find at thetelephones.org. But before we get into that, we are going to hear Zulu Winter with their song, Silver Tongue. Now, get this, Zulu Winter is gearing up to release their debut album. And its album is kind of centered around that whole pop appeal with some emotional, like, insight. This album was actually inspired by 19th century literature and, of course, obscure 60s electronica. The debut album, Language, will be released sometime in June, so go ahead and look for that. For more information, you can contact them, ZuluWinter.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Jesse from The Telephones. I'm ready to talk to Turtle on Enter the Shell coming up next. But first, here's the first song from her new EP, California.
You just heard the song California by The Telephones, which you can find on their website, thetelephones.org. And longtime friend of the show, we have Jesse on the line. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much, man. It's been a while since we last spoke. I know since we last spoke you had a kid, and how has that been?
It's nuts. I have an 8-month-old son, Henry. And it's all-consuming. It's as tiring as they tell you.
I'm really curious as to how this is going to affect the band, or has it affected the band?
Well, I'm training him how to play drums so I can have a little more stability in my lineup. So I think it's going to be a good impact in the long run.
Yeah, that sounds great, man. Is that what you want for your kid to be a musician?
No, they will not take any musical instrument lessons at all. No music, no theater. All investment bankers. We're cranking them out here.
Yeah, investment banker right here. That's the job of the future, as they say.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's the job of every age.
That's right. You can never have too many bankers, I guess.
Right, exactly. So that's my advice to the youth of today. Don't have children, but if you do, make sure to raise bankers.
So I guess you guys being paid in beer is pretty much over then, right? Because you guys used to get paid in beer, correct?
Yeah, you know, we often get paid in beer. That's true.
Is that now over?
I wish it were over. I mean, what else would you get paid in? Money?
Right? Money's always great. Money's always fun. I think money is what everyone needs these days. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we're the same bar band that we've always been. We play for beer, we stay out late. We're maybe a little less crazy than we used to be in our old age.
That's cool. Do you feel that you guys are getting old as a band?
Well, sometimes it feels like, you know, we're getting old in the sort of Lethal Weapon usage where it's like, oh, I'm getting too old for this. But, you know, we don't feel like our music's getting older, and the people who like to listen to us are still seem pretty young. So, yeah, I don't think we're aging out of music, but I think, I don't know, I think getting a little older gives you some nice perspective to the work of making the music.
Yeah, it's like a fine wine, you know, it only gets better with age. And
right, until you get to that tipping point, and then you get really bad all of a sudden.
Don't get bad, guys.
Yeah, we're hoping to work right up to that point.
Awesome. Well, you've worked up to a nice level right now with Volume 2 that is currently out. And tell me a little bit about this. In the making of it, was there a lot of regard to, because okay, the first one you did at the Electric Lady Studios, that first album was kind of not necessarily hindered, but it had a lot of good vibes going towards it. Was that kind of the same case with this one?
When we first got together as a band, we hooked up with this engineer who kind of, we had a deal to do a couple of days at Electric Lady, and then we ended up kind of sneaking back in to do a couple more days there to finish that EP. But these last two that we've done have been completely self-recorded and self-produced. So we've tried to kind of stay true to that really rich analog sound, but we're doing it all in our bedrooms and basements on our own stuff.
Are you the actual engineer, or do you have someone engineering that?
Well, the bass player in the Telephones, Anton Kreisel, is my co-producer and my co-writer on this record. And he's sort of the Pro Tools whiz out of the four of us. So he does a lot of our engineering. But we also, we do drums and vocals at a studio near us in Brooklyn, run by a guy named Ian Love, really talented guy, who is also the guitarist in a band called Rival Schools United by Fate.
Cool. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to have more with my guest, Jesse, right after we hear Aberdeen. All that coming up next right here on The Playlist.
Mississippi.
this is Jesse from The Telephones. If you like what you're hearing, please check out my band on our site, thetelephones.org.
It's Saturday night, we're feeling fine, fine, fine. Rocking the cold stoop, we're drinking hot wine. A beveled, a line of white devils outside of the bar. We're looking for my car. We're rock Tijuana, sucking on a lime, lime, lime. Slow as we wanna, taking all our time, time, time.
You're back on the playlist, and still with me is Jesse. Jesse, so what's this I hear about a free iPad? Is this true? Was this like some sort of April Fool's joke?
No, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd like to be that aware of the calendar to make an April Fool's joke. No, we were just clowning around with a couple friends on Twitter, trying to engage our spam bots.
Did you receive a lot of response to that?
You must engage your spam bot overlords. This is the 2010s. It's time to stop fighting the spam and just welcome it into your life.
Yeah, and just do some sort of potpourri with spam. You know, make a good like spam salad or something like that, right?
Yeah, just like incorporate it into your diet. It's cool. if it were gone, you'd miss it. It's kind of it's the poetry of everyday life that we take for granted.
Oh man. It's so true. So true. And another thing that you shouldn't take for granted is entertheshell.com. Make sure to log on to download the cornucopia of podcasts and check out all the blogs that we feature. And get this, if you know a band or want to be featured, email me, turtle@entertheshell.com. Lastly, Jesse, you know, it took you, what, like 2 years to make this album?
Yeah, I mean, you know, stuff like this takes a long time when you're doing it on your own dime, in your own facility, but you still want to be perfectionist about it. And the way we work is kind of, since we produce ourselves, we like to kind of, we almost do it in two steps. In the first step, we kind of record whatever we want, any idea that we have, we just put it down. And then we have to step back and edit. So there's a whole other phase of kind of paring it back down to only the most important parts of the song. So it gets to be kind of a long process. When you're super anal like we are.
When you're super anal like you are, do you need a lot of lube?
Yes, exactly. You need a lot of lube, and time is the lube of sexual recording.
you need to incorporate that lyric, because that sounded great.
Yeah, well, if we can get some backing for Volume 3, I promise that it'll be on there.
Has there been any interest for Volume 3?
Well, Volume 2 is just out, so I still have to figure out if I have any interest in Volume 3. But I hope so. We'd love to keep doing these.
Tell me about touring. Now that you do have a family and stuff, are you going to try to just stay kind of more local?
Yeah, the plan for right now is definitely local. But we want to see what kind of radio interest we can get behind these songs, and then hopefully maybe follow some of that around.
Yeah. Well, I hope that you do gain interest. I was interested, and I'm so glad that you guys reached out to me to let me know that Volume 2 was out. So thanks again. My guest has been Jesse from The Telephones. You can find them at thetelephones.org. And we are going to leave you now with Get Big.